This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, right? Yeah, that's it. we've only had the number for 8 years. I'll get it eventually. Give me some time. I'm a little slow. What can I tell you? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. A lot happening. And God, it is a for lack of a better term, it is like an out-of-control news day, isn't it? There's so much stuff going on up on that interweb thing. And tonight, I think we're going to have Kimberly Moran is going to join us. I won't say me, but join us in the next hour. I'm hoping to get Joseph Phillips on the line, or Joe Phillips on the line with me, too. He's been on the show a couple times before. And, you know, Joe has an honest... conservative. He's an African American, Black American, whatever he prefers to call himself. I think he preferred to call himself an American first, I'm sure. And I want to get his take, and I haven't talked to him yet. I've looked at some of the things that he's written, and so I haven't really had a long conversation with him yet. And I want to find out what he has to say about what's going on, because again, we're right back. You know, we're right back to all the nasty rhetoric that's going back and forth. So, anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. We are getting used to this new Facebook thing, because that's kind of weird. You know, and not that it's weird bad, it's just it operates a little differently than all the other online services that we work with. So California's at, you know, California does everything big. You know that, right? I mean, we don't do anything slow, steady, and easy. We got to do everything so that it costs us 10 times as much as anybody else, or anything else for that matter. So, the California pension, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's, you know, those little Poindexters sitting in every state house from here to D.C. and back again. And they try to do all, you know, they try to do the investing, and I'm trying to keep in plain, simple English here. So they do all the investing, and they give an idea as to what they believe the investments are going to return. And I don't know if some of you out there, you ready for this one? They believe that the average investment return out there for pension dollars for states is about 7%, is the average income. Would you raise your hand? For any of you that are making 7% on your 7% on your invested money. Yeah, I didn't think so. Seriously. So, the California Public Employees Retirement System, the nation's largest pension trust, took a beating during the Great Recession, dropping nearly 100 billion simoleons. That's a lot of money. 100 billion. And guess who gets to make that up? If you pay taxes in California, this is your headache. Now, here's the deal. In the real world, forgive me for putting it that way, in the real world, when we make investments and they go sideways, we lose money. And we made a couple. I've made a couple. As my wife sit there shaking her head, no. But I've made a couple. But the reality is, we take responsibility for our investments, right? And when they go sour, when they go south, when they go sideways, we tighten up. We have to. Not the state. Not the people. Now, again, I know. You're going to write me emails that say, hey, you know, Joe, we worked for those. We did this. We did that. The state guarantee. Well, there's a lot of people guarantee you stuff in life. And guess what? Doesn't always come through. Now, the state, see, they make bad investments because you're allowing them to make the investment for you. Right? So the state makes bad investments, and then you're guaranteed that you're going to get your pension money because what happens, the taxpayer is going to foot the bill for you, even the taxpayer who lost their money in a bad market. They're going to foot your bill. Isn't that wonderful? However, it recovered nicely as the nation emerged from the recession and finally got back in its pre-recession level 3 years ago. Now, everybody gets all upset about that, but at the time, it sparked a whole bunch of celebration from the system's professional cheerleaders. But listen, the public employee union, they've been quiet. And they're quiet for a good reason out here. It's called CalPERS. That's the California, I don't know what the whole thing stands for, but basically it's the California Public Employees Union. Now, their investment portfolio barely eked out a profit during 14 and 15. And it's performing even worse in 15 and 16. All right? Now, during 2015-16, which ended June 30th, it declined by, it's really easy. It declined by eight. Really, it's just simply $8 billion. Not a big deal, right? Nothing for you to get overly concerned about. And here we go again. God bless America. Don't you love computers? So the I'm not. I get me a bat, will you? And take care of this computer.
No.
We're gonna. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and being part of the conversation. A lot going on in today's news. It's just crazy. And again, like I said earlier, I can't keep up with it all. I've been trying to keep up with it all, not unless you're really a brain surgeon. There's really no way to do this. Anyhow, talking about the California, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can watch live up on Facebook. If you head over to the website, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things that you can do up on the website to get involved in the conversation. Please get involved in the conversation. All right. So we're talking about this wonderful state of California, you know, our wonderful gov, Jerry Moonbeam. You know, that would if he was a nice guy, it'd flow so nicely, wouldn't it? Cherry Moonbeam Brown. Just has like that kind of ring to it. Anyway, so Moonbeam has decided, first of all, he's been telling everybody how he balanced the budget. And in short, the way he balanced the budget was he sent a lot of these unfunded mandates down to the school districts, the counties, and other places like that. We're stuck because he's, we're stuck because we're paying. I mean, think about this. If you have your own little business, right, here's what he did. So you have your little mom-pop corner store, and then you have your house. And what you do is you take the rent payment for the store, and you put it on your house budget. And you say, honey, I just saved $1,000 a month at the store. I moved it to the house budget. It's the same money. There's no difference. And that's what Governor Moonbeam's done. What he's done is he has said, you have to, school districts, you have to provide health services for the kids. However, we will no longer reimburse you. So in a district like mine, it could be $6 to $8 million a month. Now for $6 to $8 million a year. So that takes $6 to $8 million a year off of the state taxes or the state roll and budget and puts it on ours. And somebody suffers at our end. We can't just go out and raise taxes. We can't just go out and raise revenue. It doesn't work that way. And that's what he's done. And the state retirement funds are just nuts because they actually look for a return. They count on a return. They negotiate based on returns that nobody else in this universe is getting. So the CalPERS investment portfolio did. They eked out a very small profit in 2014 and 15. And it's even performing more poorly in 15. And actually, it performed more poorly in 15 and 16. Is that a real? That's okay, right? That's an okay phrase? All right, yeah. It ended June 30th. And it took an $8 billion beating. Right, so it lost $100 billion in value. And then in 14-15, they were able to kind of eke out a bit of a profit, if you would. Now, I don't know because it doesn't say. I don't know if that made up the $100 billion in loss. I'm sure the taxpayers made it up for them. Not a problem there. So it declined another $8 billion. And then CalPERS is now falling extremely short of its earning benchmark known as the discount rate. Oh, I'm sorry. Remember I said we do things better than everybody else? Yeah, theirs is a 7.5% a year. That's what they're basing the 7.5% a year. All right? So here's the deal. If nobody else is getting 7.5% a year anywhere in the country, or even 7% on your investment, then why should we be allowing these public public unions that belong to the government, for they got government workers there? Why do they get that? Because see, the state guarantees that money. So if they don't get their 7.5%, if you would, the state guarantees that they will. You wonder if they just make it 10. Why not 12? Why not 15? How about 100% return every year?
Sold.
There you go. See? I'd vote for it. If I was in CalPERS, I would vote for it. Why not? This also means, though, that the fund is scarcely 70% fully covered in its liabilities. Think about that. But all the money put into it, after all these years, we're covering a bulk of their dollars. The taxpayers are. Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
Just a quick question.
Go ahead. What, if I can stop you now?
So do the legislators all get these CalPERS? Are they on that same system, too, the ones that are making these rules, the laws?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I bet you money they are.
No, I don't know, because they're not. They don't get any pension money. No, they don't. The old-timers do, but not the new guys.
Oh, well, they got to take care of the old guys, right?
Well, yeah, and maybe the old guys are taking care of the new guys. I don't know.
Because all the old guys are on those boards now, right? Those appointed boards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. I know
where they have to meet like once a month, and they make like how much?
Yeah, California has this deal where they have commissioners for different situations and issues, and those commissioners are usually
how about they're
termed
on the pension
out
system?
Legislators.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they are paying the CalPERS.
It's a ring around the rosy racket.
Yeah, I can tell you're happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Anyway, So back to the CalPERS issue. So here's the deal, though. The problem is that these dollars don't originally end up on the general budget amounts. You know why? Because technically, taxpayers aren't covering them. Technically, the investments are covering them. So they're not a liability to the state until they become a liability to the state, if you know what I mean. I mean, this is, you know what this is, you know what's funny about this? Think about this. If you become a state employee, why would you vote any other way? Let them invest your money any way they want to. They can be aggressive. See, when you work for a company, you do your investments, you choose. You want, aggressive. You want like half aggressive, half not so aggressive. You know what I'm saying? You can go right down the list and decide the kind of investments you want to make. If you're with the state, I'd be saying, hey, pedal to the metal. Let's go after this the best way we can because I ain't going to lose anything anyway. I'm going to make my and not only that, in the last 2 or 3 years of my employ, before I go out on vacation, I'm going to work like triple overtime. Because what is your pension based on? It's 85% of the last 2 years of your employment. Which is why, I mean, forgive me, I'm not against the firemen and our policemen and what have you. But the old timers on the police and firemen, and this has been a bit of a heartburn for years, is the last 2 years, they bust hump. They work extra shifts and all kinds of stuff the last 2 years they're on. So they're not even really getting, they're getting pretty much 100% of their salary 10 years prior and 85% of their salary for the 2 years that they worked, twice as much as they should have. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We're back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on site. Kimberly Moran is going to join me at the end of in the next hour. Okay, and you know, I always have a good time with her, and I can already tell by some of her postings that she is already pumped up, wound up, and just ready to fight, which I would like. Anyway, again, she's always working. She is always working on a story. She's working on another plan to take over the world, and for a good reason, not for a bad reason. Besides, she had to wrap herself in Kevlar. Hillary Clinton. We'll talk to her more about that later. And Bernie the Sander was up there in her neck of the woods. And back to the CalPERS debacle, which is in California, apparently budgets are for other people. But the way people do business, the way our state does business, the way they look at things, the way they look at tax, they just do this. They go to all the states that are doing it the right way, and they go, well, we're not going to do it that way. That's the only thing I can figure. Because, again, like I say, when it comes to the way they handle the taxes, the way they handle these the retirement funds, right, the pension funds, there is no reason for them to take their time or to do it the right way or to go with a lower, a lower investment rate, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. But for me, I'm looking at this saying, see, there's no reason for them to be careful because the taxpayers pick up the difference. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported this week that public and private pension trust funds are being clobbered worldwide. It implies that despite its immensity, there's little that CalPERS can do to counteract this trend. With all the money they have, they can't fix anything. Now, it could, as it once did, you commit more money to more speculative investments and hope, so they could take another chunk of cash and they could decide to be more risky and hope it fixes everything else. But it never works that way, because when they make these windfall dollars, the unions go back and say, hey, you made all this money. We want some of it. So it never, I guess what I'm saying is, it never stops. They're like a junkie. They're just never satisfied. Now, CalPERS has been demanding hundreds of millions of dollars in additional contributions from the state and local governments. Okay, and that's hitting the little cities really hard. See, the contribution level of the cities has gone up. I know that because the contribution level of the school boards have gone up. And we are now, not that we weren't before, that's the joke behind all this, too. So as a school board, we've been talking about how our portion of the investment, or our portion of the matching funds for CalPERS, was going up. Now here's the idiocy behind all of this. The state wants us to pay more. You ready for this one? You'll need a pencil and paper. This reminds me of the old Abbott Costello skit, right? When they're doing the addition on the board, and they just everybody gets to the same number a different way. But here's the deal. So what they want us to do, they want us to pay more money into the pension fund. Now, that's fine. Where do we get our money? See, we submit our budgets to the county, then the county to the state, on what we need to operate with, because we need X amount of dollars to pay the teachers, you know, to keep the schools open and that kind of thing. So we get paid per child. So what happens is now we give them that. They say, great, you've retired X amount of teachers, now you have to pay more into this system. Give us more money. While they make deals at the state level to put more money into the system or bring up the percentages of what they're worth, it's all the same tax dollar. The tax dollar goes into the state. Come on, think about this, right? Then they invest it in some areas, and then they send it down to us because we have to have money to work on. And then they tell us, well, we want more of that money. We want more of the money that we gave you to operate your schools with, so that we can give more money to the retired people that work for the state. It's all tax money. You can't keep this up. You cannot keep this up. It won't work. But they think this is sanity. They think this makes sense. They think this is good business. And El Governor, Governor Jerry Moonbeam, he thinks he's doing a fantastic job, and so do all his Democratic cohorts. All the ones up there that think they got it together, they know what they're doing. So anyhow, I get a kick out of their funny math. Remember, who was that? I think it was George W. Where they called his math funny math or fuzzy math. Might have been Reagan's, for all I know. All right, what else have we got here? First hour, we're doing like kind of an open mic thing. Anything goes, right? Denzel Washington has defied Hollywood. Oh, I love this guy. I'm not a big fan of his movies. I like him when he acts. I'm just not a big fan of his. I don't say, hey, Denzel Washington's in that movie, let's go see it. But he's spoken out against the Obama agenda. Now, thank God he didn't speak out against the Clinton agenda, because he may not be around long. Now, this two-time Oscar winner, Denzel Washington, recently defied liberal Hollywood by speaking out about his strong Christian faith. Obama has consistently shown that he has a strong anti-Christian agenda, so Washington decided to open his mouth and challenge him. He goes on to say, I read from the Bible every day, and I read my daily word. When he was speaking to a reporter, when he said, adding that it was not difficult for him to grow up as the son of a preacher. He hasn't had a taskmaster, but there were certain things you couldn't do, Washington said. He had his own church, and it was a long Sunday because you had to be there all day. Everyone I grew up with didn't have a father, he continued. I had a father. My father was a decent man. He was a very spiritual man, a very gentle man. Now, though today he's a strong Christian, in his teens, he became rebellious. Like, this is something new. I was going to kick out that when people say, yeah, he grew up in a church. Look what he did later on. So what? Why is that such a big deal? right? He said in his 20s he had a personal encounter with God. In the same church he still attends. He says it changed his whole life. The minister was preaching, just let it go, Washington recalled. I said, well, I'm going to go with it. See what happens. He said it had a tremendous physical and he had a tremendous physical and spiritual experience. He said it did frighten me, though. He said I was slobbering and I was crying. I was sweating. My cheeks blew up. He said it was pretty intense. Now, ever since that day, Washington's been a proud Christian, he said, even going to as far as to consider becoming a preacher at one point in time. Thought he was supposed to because his dad was. But in the end, he decided to stick to playing preachers in the movies. He did, however, offer some creative advice for staying close to God every day. Put your slippers way under your bed. I've heard this a million times, by the way. When you get up in the morning, you have to get on your knees to find them. And while you're down there, start your day off with a prayer. Ask for wisdom. Ask for understanding, he said. Don't aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference. I agree with that. Right? Big. And this, in Hollywood, you can't talk like that. You don't get no parts. Yeah, I know. You don't get any parts. Sorry. Right? That's what happens when you talk like that in Hollywood. But he's already made the money. He's done some great movies. He doesn't care. And I kind of think that's the way it should be. I don't think you should have to worry about this stuff. I don't think, you know, there was a showing the other night of Dinesh D'Souza's, D'Souza's new movie, Hillary's America. Now, I've heard from two people who were there, what was that, Monday night. So I've heard from two people that were there. Said it was a great movie. So when it comes out, you got to go see it. We have to support these people. And one guy said to me, who's a history freak, he said, the one thing I learned from the movie, he said, was, did you know that during the Civil War, not one Republican owned slaves? Give that some thought. Because they're always telling us the Founding Fathers owned slaves. That means they're just terrible people. By the way, somebody sent me this story today, which I thought was great. Do you know that 26 officers have been killed since the beginning of the year? We come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Not a word from the White House. And they're being beat up to have the White House lit up in blue. This president has absolutely no respect for our law enforcement people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. You're listening on GCN Live. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I may record that, so they just put it right in the microphone, right? That'll work, you know? Okay. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And tell me what you think. Seriously. You know, I'm curious as to what you think about some of these issues. You always wait till the, what I was going to kick out of, I get more emails when the show's over. Are you afraid I'm going to make fun of you on the air? Because I don't do that. I do it afterward, but I don't do it while I'm on the air with you. So, not a big deal. All right, so, Presidente Obama. You know, we've seen the White House lit up in the rainbow color a year ago when same-sex marriage was approved by the Supreme Court. And then we see it. We've seen it a couple of times where it's been lit up different colors, which is new. I don't think we've ever seen that before in years gone by. And now we're looking at, police officers being shot. Talk about being hunted down and shot, ambushed, whatever. and he could easily show his solidarity with them. It would be a great gesture for him to do that, don't you think? Anyhow, the 26 police officers that have died in the line of duty, and El Presidente has done nothing. You know, and there have been more police officers killed this year than last year. Actually, there's been almost 50% more this year than last year. Now, I believe this is what happens when a president stirs up the anti-police. He gives them no love. He gives them no support. He made a brief comment about the support we should have for them the other day at the memorial service, right? Brief. And I do mean brief. And then he went into his anti-gun rhetoric, at which time I would have found a way to accidentally shut off the microphone. Now, can you imagine it gets silent and you just go, oh, you know, hit the button on his teleconference thing, teleprompters. That'd be great. Right? Do a scene out of a Jerry Lewis movie where you're just doing all kinds of stuff with your hands trying to show that you're trying to fix it, but not really. So, you know, and again, he's never, it's funny, if he would just show the same passion in coming against Donald Trump, if he would show the same passion in coming against these people that are shooting at the cops and ISIS, if he would show the same passion, we'd kind of probably feel that he cared a little bit. Now, he's had the leaders of Black Lives Matter over to his place. You know, well, our place, really. He just happened to be there for now. Kind of occupying the place, if he would. He's had them over. Talk about what a great group they were. What a great thing that they're doing. And you know what? And don't tell me he really doesn't hear everything. He doesn't know everything that's going on, because that's a line of hooey. And I do mean hooey. He congratulated them on doing such a great job, when in fact these savages are nothing more than a bunch of domestic terrorists. They are. Think about what they're doing. Go look at some of the videos that you see online. Right? And there's a couple of websites out there. I'll give the information to Tammy afterward. Maybe she can put it up. That go down and talk about the history of these guys that have been killed in the line of service, in the line of duty, whatever you want to call it. And it's just wrong. It's wrong that we don't give these guys the support, the backup. They have kids. They have families. As you've heard from many tonight, they're not out. Or actually, for the last, week and a half now, I've had a bunch of African Americans on the show, Black Americans, Americans who happen to be black-skinned, and they've all said the same thing. They do not believe the narrative that some of the African American Dems are pushing, which is like cops are out planning, setting up, hunting down young black men to shoot. The number of black police officers shot and killed in the U.S. is 44% higher than at this time last year, following the Dallas ambush last week. Right? Five cops were killed that night. Five officers were killed that night. I mean, understand that these are the only guys. These are the only people between us and anarchy. So the death of the police officers during the sniper fire, right, in the city last week, the national total of firearm deaths among police brought it up to 26. That compares with 18 at this point in 2015. Now, these numbers are out of D.C. They're not out of TRS. They're not out of the Heritage Foundation. They're not out of Liberty Alliance or Fox News. They're not out of, no. This is right from the government. And think about what this says to our law enforcement officials. Think of what this says to young people who would like to become cops. We don't care about you. Yeah, we'll give you a gun and a badge, but we're not going to back you up. We may or may not follow the law. We don't know. It's extremely dangerous in this country right now. No, seriously, I don't care, especially if you're a police officer. It's extremely dangerous for you. And for those of you who are going to write me emails and tell me how disingenuous I'm being, that it's extremely dangerous to be a young black man, I'll tell you what, yeah, it's dangerous to be a young black man if you're in a black neighborhood. Yes, that's a very true statement to make. But I'm sorry, but the numbers don't bear it out. The numbers don't bear out that you're much more at risk if you're a young black man to be shot by police just to be shot. Now, we're not talking about the ones that resist arrest. We're not talking about the ones that bring it, if you would, that bring it on themselves. Look, there's been a new video released on the Alton Sterling shooting. And it brings a whole different light to what actually took place. Can't have it both ways, people. You really can't. It's not fair and it's not right. You can't have it both ways. Now, they go on to say, the article goes on to say, that the Black Lives Movement is really a farce when you look at what they're doing. It's full of false narratives and lies. I mean, what was that? Michael Brown, right? Hands up, don't shoot. He was a hands up, right? Okay, so we have found out that that's not true anymore. Right? I mean, even the black attorney general for this country said, you know, we did our investigation. He oversaw the investigation. He said that's not true. So why are the Black Lives Matter people still using it? Why do they still see it as, or trying to use it as truth, and it's not? And people are still buying it. They're not doing their homework. They don't care. If Obama's plan is to divide America, he's doing a great job. I do not see, he's doing exactly the opposite when he said, what was it, we weren't red, we weren't blue, we were a purple America. Isn't that nice? Purple's such a pretty color. Again, why I have your mic up. So until we really change things, until we go out of our way, you know, I am later on in the third hour. If you're one of my Christian buddies, yeah, you may not want to hang around. I'm going to make you cry. Because you need to get off your butt and fix things. You need to get off your butt and make something happen. So apparently, another video that surfaced, I started talking about it earlier, on the Alton Sterling shooting. Now, people were saying that that wasn't reaching for his gun and he wasn't this, he wasn't. So in this video, it appears that he does reach for the firearm in his pocket. Now, it's still kind of disputable because you don't know for sure. And the question was up in the air because there was only one video available at the time. And it really wasn't the best quality. But a second video has surfaced. And it appears to corroborate or validate or whatever word you want to use the police narrative on the shooting and the police's narrative on the shooting. Now, the blog Blue Lives Matter has a fantastic analysis of the new video. One of the first items of note in the video is that Alton Sterling's left hand was clearly restrained and under the control of Officer 1. However, Sterling's right hand is clearly under control of the officers. In fact, Officer 2's position would have made it all but impossible for him to effectively control Sterling's hand. You can see movement where Sterling is moving his elbow, making a pulling motion. Officer 2 can be seen fighting Sterling for control of his hand. Then just before the shots were fired, you can see Officer 2's hand is empty and clearly not holding Sterling's hand. Now we're going to put that up. You'll be able to see it all. Now, based on his motions, based on the actions of Sterling, it looks like he was reaching for a gun, which will draw a question to the whole situation. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We've got a lot coming up in the next hour. Kimberly Morin joins me, and I'm sure she'll have a lot to say about this. We'll be right back.